What should I ever do about it? What should I ever do about it?
You can go right
there. What should I ever do about it?
Now, the whole problem comes back down to, what do we do about all of this?
Because the time is getting short. The time is really getting short when we're getting sprayed and we're going to get our ID cards with active chips and tracking and all of this police state stuff. We have to stop this for everyone or it's game over. It truly is game over. And yeah, it's not all hopeless because people are really, there's a lot of more people waking up.
And you can take comfort in the fact, too, that there's been a long, long lineage of people with the knowledge of what is happening who don't belong to this elite controlling group, who go on down through the ages with the knowledge and helping to pass it on to other people. That's why we know so much today. So, just like you start off with an avalanche, an avalanche, of course, is this new upcoming world order of total control if they get their way. You also have had many small snowballs being rolled along the ground and getting larger and larger and larger as time goes on, as we go on through this tremendous journey here through time and space. And you must always keep in mind that eventually a critical mass is met. And the critical mass does not depend on vast armies of people. It depends on the right quality of people with the right self-knowledge of who they are in the great scheme of things and who are totally honest about themselves. And you also come in contact with others of your own kind. The knowledge itself doesn't stay with you. Each time you speak it anywhere, as they know themselves, we basically broadcast. People actually broadcast, you know, with when they have a eureka moment. Something suddenly strikes them, and you'll find that people across the planet are being hit with the same thing at the same time. So when your heart is pure, and you're as pure as you can possibly be, and you know the whole system is unnatural, then you can broadcast, as I say. Others pick it up, and it's like putting a series of batteries together. The voltage increases tremendously with each person who wakes up and starts to really come alive and think.
When people start to be aware, even through intuition, if nothing else, if they haven't been affected yet financially or whatever, intuition is starting to wake up and scream that something is very, very wrong, and they're starting to talk. We should never, ever be afraid to talk. We must talk. It's a survival mechanism to communicate to other people what's happening, and eventually you'll find those who will listen, and those are the ones who are important. That's how movements start. Because these people that talk must be exposed now. Their plan is published. They want to vastly reduce the population. They want to use science to re-engineer humanity, enhance them, as they call, better slaves. And we have to stop this because it's affecting all of us. And we have the right to stop it. We have the right to decide which way society shall go. We've got to do it now. Don't be cowed into submission and quietness, because they'll come round to you regardless. It's going to affect you regardless. So try and keep your head down. It's going to be no use in this one. And for those who want to go to the spiritual side of things, well, what is spirit? It's the activating force that's in you, the life, they call it. Those who had no spirit, they called the dead. You let the dead bury their dead in all ages. That was the esoteric meaning all down through the ages. Those who were trying to walk, those who were crippled but trying to walk, meant those who were waking up and trying to walk in the footsteps of those who knew. That's what it always meant. You give the information to those ones that don't know all the facts, give them the facts, and they will become active. They'll walk very quickly.
As they walk planet, they have a job to use the information they have. People have to use it. They've got it. They stick their heads up above the trenches and get information. Now, even if you only eventually change 5 people in your lifetime, you've done more than most.
And those that don't want to see, they're the blind. You have a hard time making the blind see. They don't want to see. That's a choice. but you can also get through to some of them eventually with persistence. And that's how things are done, because it's our lives are at stake. It's the children that are coming up, their lives are at stake, and those who are yet to be born as normal human beings and not these modified types of beautiful new slaves for the elite's utopia. That's what we're facing, and that's what we're fighting for. And there's many passive ways to do it, and we have the rights to do it as well. And we've got to start by demanding to know everything, everything in every association that these characters, right to your school board, right up the whole way up the ladder to the top, what associations they already belong to, and go into their family histories, because that'll tell you more than what they'll ever admit to. And leopards don't change their spots unless they're genetically modified. So you'll find the dirt there. The dirt is always there. We're run by a system of gangsters, very well-educated gangsters that front for them on television as spokesmen and so on, but gangsters nonetheless. And we've got to get rid of this system. We have no option. And we owe it to those who've gone before and didn't know and who suffered and went through war after war as well. And we owe it to all those who are yet unborn, who will come up into a different kind of world, this brave new world of Huxley. It's a nightmare for ordinary people. We are drugged and altered and all the rest of it your whole life long. We can't allow that to happen. And that's the system they want to bring in. Every person who's alive today, you're going through the biggest time ever that any generation has faced, because we either come through this retaining our capacities to think as sentient individuals, or to become a type of Borg, a Borg like Star Trek, who are just robotic types of machines that are chips and run by computers. Personally, I think we're a terribly sad thing to see us come all this way to lose the one thing that we have over all the other creatures, and that's the ability to create wondrous things rather than destruction and control. That's the choice that we have. And it's not pleasant to hear all the bad news, but it's imperative.
The question that people have to ask themselves, do they want to go on this path that's already been chosen by the elite for us, or are they going to start now and standing up and saying no? When you can break through this system with all of the sciences behind it, the wisdom of the ages, that's meant to keep you in a mental straitjacket from birth till death, when you've overcome that, you've overcome the world, and you can go on from there.
Cloud covers the skies with the great tone of depth, silicone faces, organisms you breathe in your breath. The aircraft travel at 40,000 feet, so they freeze the particle, then they attach the disease. Spray your mold and sulfur, your respiratory suffers. The atmosphere smothered by scums that hover. See the stripes and the X marks and spot in the skies. Poisonous raindrops for face, drink of water and why? Look at your cardiovascular system with problems. Government is sponsored, overcast, biological pollen. And when they start the electrical atmosphere, it makes gas stations blow up to the front, to the rear. Aluminum and phosphide till you all die. They kill your silver cord so your soul can glide. Your deadly tactics, you won't pay attention when it happens. The skies since 1999. Look into the sky, don't wonder why. Chemtrails will be the reason why everybody dies. Look into the sky, don't wonder why. Chemtrails will be the reason why everybody dies. Look into the sky, don't wonder why. Chemtrails will be the reason why everybody dies. Look into the sky, don't wonder why. Chemtrails will be the reason why everybody dies. Now put it in a lab in a microscope. You see none of bacteria and these isotopes. Greenhouse effects will melt the caps, but the arsenal attack, nobody talking about that, and that's a fact. The global warming, Al Gore, PR plan, global destruction and take over the powers of man. When you look at allergies and these weird disease, something foreign, and when the reaction when your body will sneeze. Hip filters, the aircraft purify the land. Government spraying pesticides to control the man. Taking calcium, magnesium, repel aluminum, filter to the old timers and shake like Parkinson. And just look at them, and just an image after 20 years of this, we're gonna need a gas mask to exist. This a pass on the mustard gas with a stench. Chemtrails, the vesselance, I think you get the hint. Look into the sky, don't wonder why. Chemtrails will be the reason why everybody dies. Look into the sky, don't wonder why. Chemtrails will be the reason why everybody dies. Look into the sky, don't wonder why. Chemtrails will be the reason why everybody dies. Look into the sky, don't wonder why. Chemtrails will be the reason why everybody dies.